Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time to play like a Jet.
With your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast. Number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at @PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for the latest draft news and notes. We'll be doing this once a week now as we get ready for the draft. Lots of news is going to be coming our way. And we're going to talk about it with our friend who is the owner and founder of WalterFootball.com, my good friend, Walter Cherepinski. Walt, what's up, brother?
Not much, Scott. Thanks for having me on again. Excited to talk about the draft. I can't believe the draft's in less than a month. It seems like it always sneaks up on us. But yeah, it's going to be upon us soon. So yeah, let's dig into it.
Well, you know what it is, Walt, at least as a Jets fan, it sneaks up on you because free agency and the offseason before the draft always has some sort of crazy story involving the Jets. Last year, obviously, it was the whole Aaron Rodgers saga. This year, it was all the moves they made in free agency. And so, as you said, the draft sneaks up on you because free agency's over, or at least most of it is. The smoke clears, and all of a sudden, there's only a couple of weeks till the draft. So right now, the Jets sitting at number 10. There's a lot of directions they could go, a lot of speculation, and we're going to get to what you and Charlie Campbell both have for your mock drafts up at WalterFootball.com. But first, let's talk about the hot press issues, and we'll start with the defensive side of the ball. Now, I'd be very surprised if the Jets pick a defensive player at number 10, or even if they trade down. But it looks like offense is going to dominate the top part of the draft. And if that happens, the Jets may lose out on a couple of guys that they might have otherwise gotten if there was stronger defensive talent at the top of the draft like other years. This year, it seems like there's a player who is the top defensive talent, according to Charlie Campbell, your guy over at WalterFootball.com, mostly because he's a very good player at a premium position and not so much because he's a dominant player at that position, like, say, Myles Garrett or Nick Bosa or somebody of that caliber. Talk to me a little bit about the latest involving Dallas Turner of Alabama and then the player that might be the top defensive player in this draft if it wasn't for a medical red flag, Laiatu Latu of UCLA.
Yeah, so this is not a stellar draft class for defensive players. Now, there's some really good defensive players in this class, but it mostly involves the offensive players. Offensive line and receiver are the two strongest positions. And then you have quarterback, too. You're going to probably have quarterback going 1, 2, 3. And you might even have 4 if Arizona trades out of number 4 and a team like Minnesota or, you know, the Broncos move up to number 4. So you could have a quarterback-heavy start to this draft. And then you're going to have the receivers and you're going to have tackles go. In between, though, you're going to have Dallas Turner. He's the best defensive player in this class. And I feel like he's the only top 10 lock of any defensive player I have trouble seeing him getting past number eight, Atlanta. Of course, Atlanta could trade out or do something else, but I think that's probably the latest to go. Maybe you know, nine. So I say eight or nine is probably his floor. But then after that, you have a drop off. You have Jared Verse, who's not viewed favorably among NFL personnel, according to Charlie Campbell. And then Laiatu Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA, is really talented player, but there's some concern about his medical. There's one team that has removed him from the draft board. But we do know that there are some teams that do have interest in him. So I still think he's going to go in the first round. I am going to, I have Latu going number 21 to Miami. So there's, I guess you have some interest there as, you know, an AFC East rival. But you know, when you talk about Latu and Verse, they're probably going to be further down the draft boards as we go throughout the draft. I actually currently have Verse going number nine to Chicago, but that was before Charlie's report came out. I didn't think that teams were that you know that bearish on Verse, but apparently they are. So I'm going to drop him in my next update.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Another item in the hot press section over at WalterFootball.com involves the quarterback position. It looks like Washington has been fielding offers for the number two pick, but it's really more just due diligence. They want to hear teams out, but they've been turning them down. They seem pretty locked in on getting a quarterback. At this point, it'd be a pretty big surprise to me if any of the top three teams were to move out of those picks. New England is probably the most likely of the three, but it sure seems like Caleb Williams is going number one. And then you're going to see Washington pick a quarterback and New England pick a quarterback. It's funny, though, because Brian Kelly, the head coach at LSU, let it slip by accident, although who knows, maybe he knows something, that Jaden Daniels, his quarterback at LSU, will do a fine job with Washington. So it makes you wonder if some people have loose lips. Maybe he's just assuming that Jaden Daniels will go number two. Maybe it's wish casting because he wants his guy to go number two. But it looks like Washington will pick a quarterback at number two. Maybe it's Daniels. Maybe it's Drake May. But it seems that it's highly unlikely they're going to move that pick. A lot of teams have called and a lot of teams have been told no.
Yeah, it's, you know, everyone has a price. So hypothetically, if Minnesota or Denver, whoever, came to Washington and said, hey, we're going to give you 8 first-round picks, you know, of course Washington's going to say yes. So it would take a crazy trade offer like that to move Washington out of number two. So that is unlikely to happen. And so we're going to see Washington almost certainly stay put at number two, which is what the hot press entry was about. So I'd say like 99.9% chance to stay two. So the real question is who they're going to take it to, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May. It's going to come down to those two, I believe. We've seen some buzz about J.J. McCarthy being linked to Washington number two. That's from the media mostly. And that kind of reminds me of, you know, a couple years ago we heard, oh, the Niners like Mac Jones. They're going to take him at 3. No, that didn't happen. And then last year, oh, the Colts love Will Levis. They're going to take him at 4. Like, no, that didn't happen either. So it kind of like seems similar to that. So it's going to come down to Daniels versus May. And, you know, from what I've heard personally, it's not Charlie's. I've heard that Daniels is the preferred option there. But as Charlie said in his report, there are some people in the organization who like Daniels over May. However, that's not the complete thinking in the entire organization. It's kind of like last year, where all the coaches wanted C.J. Stroud from Carolina, but the owner overrode everyone, and because he wanted Bryce Young instead. So if there's someone else making the final decision who likes May over Daniels, then it might be May. So, you know, what Brian Kelly was talking about, maybe he heard from someone in the organization who likes Daniels a lot, but maybe that person doesn't have the final say. So I don't think it's locked in that it's going to be Daniels, but if, you know, I was about to say if I were a betting man, but I am a betting man. If I were to bet on this pick right now, it would be Daniels.
A lot of interesting information at WalterFootball.com about the tackle spot, which is obviously of interest to Jets fans. Quite a few tackles mentioned in this report by Charlie Campbell. Let's start with Amarius Mims, the tackle from the University of Georgia, and Tyler Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma. Both guys considered a little bit raw for two different reasons. Mims, very young, hasn't played as much. Guyton hasn't played in a lot of true pass sets, but so much potential there. They're both very big guys, very athletic. With the right coaching, they could potentially be really, really good. But with the wrong coaching, maybe they're not so good. So a lot of boomer bust thoughts here around the league surrounding Amarius Mims and Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, Amarius Mims has some injury concerns. He was injured twice throughout college, and there's some medical concerns with him. So while he has a lot of potential, there's a low floor as well. With Tyler Guyton, there are some maturity issues. Now, he actually interviewed better at the combine than I think teams were expecting. So maybe they're not going to be as bearish on him as they once believed they would be. But there's still some concern there. And teams think that Guyton, kind of like Mims, is a boomer bust type prospect. The other tackles in this class, we're not talking about Joe Alt, who's far and away the number one tackle in this class. You have Talis Fuaga and Troy Potano. Those guys are seen as safer, but they don't have the higher ceilings that maybe Mims and Guyton have. And you know, there's also speculation that they may have to play guard as well, which isn't the end of the world. I mean, if they play guard, they could have Pro Bowl careers as guards. Kind of reminds me of Robert Gallery, who busted as a tackle at number two overall, but then had Pro Bowl seasons as a guard. So it could sort of be like that, although they're not going to be number two overall picks. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot to like a tackle. But you know, there are some positives and negatives to all these guys, you know, except for all.
Walt, there's another Pac-12 tackle that could go in the first round. That's Jordan Morgan of Arizona. Right now, it looks like, as I said, he could go in the first round, but unlike Fuaga and Fatanu, it doesn't seem like it's guaranteed he goes in the first round. Would be a very interesting target potentially if he falls into the second round and the Jets either trade down and add a second round pick or move up from the third round to get a second round pick. Morgan has met with the Jets twice. Seems like they might have their eye on him, so it's worth monitoring what happens here in terms of his stock.
Yeah, so I think that Morgan is another one of these boomer bust type players. I'm going number 31 to the Niners. It's not based on any information, but I think he could go in that area, 32 to the Chiefs as well, or maybe he slips into the second round, as you said. He's another one of these boomer bust type tackles. So like the positives with him is that he's super athletic and he has amazing upside. He was coming off a torn ACL last year, and yet he still had a great season on tape. For the most part. But the negatives are, some teams think that there's something missing with him. They think that some teams have described them as being soft, which is like you never want to hear from a tackle. I can't remember a tackle who was deemed as soft who has ever like amounted to being great in the NFL. I'm just not remembering someone like that, but Whenever I hear that a tackle is soft coming into the NFL, like usually they're a bust. So that kind of goes with the boomer bust sort of description that I talked about with Morgan, where like, yeah, he has amazing upside. There's also a low floor if he's not going to be very physical and he's going to get pushed around.
Joe Alt is the consensus number one tackle in this class, but part of the reason is because he has the ability to play left and right. There are teams that think that J.C. Latham is a better player, but because they only view him as a right tackle, they bring him down a notch. And even though many teams think that he's better than Olufoshanu, the tackle from Penn State, the fact that Olufoshanu can play left tackle brings him up a bit. So it seems like Alt will probably be the first tackle off the board. And then it's just going to be a matter of what do teams value here? What is your favorite flavor of ice cream as to whether J.C. Latham is the second tackle off the board, whether it's Fashanu, or whether it's one of the other guys that we've already discussed?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what teams need, what they value schematically. It really depends. So I agree. I think Joe Alt is going to be the first tackle off the board. And then it depends on which team needs what. So I was actually asked on my show, the Walter Football After Dark show, which you do on YouTube. Someone asked me the other day, they're like, why do you have Latham over Fashanu in your mock draft? So I have Latham going 13 to the Raiders and Fashanu going 14 to the Saints. And I said, well, it's not that I like Latham over Fashanu. I'm kind of like neutral on both compared to the other. I just think that like for the Raiders, a team that needs a right tackle because they have Colton Miller at left tackle, I think it makes more sense for them to take Latham at 13. And then the Saints, who really need a left tackle because Trevor Penning has been a huge bust ever since they tried to replace him with Terron Armstead. Penning has been terrible, so they need a left tackle. And so Fashanu makes more sense for the Saints. Now, Fashanu being able to, like having a higher ceiling to play left tackle probably means that there's a slightly better chance that he's going to be the pick over Latham if you just compare the odds. But if a team drafts earlier and they need a right tackle, I assume that they're going to take Latham over Fashanu, but it's going to be close. And it's almost 50-50 as to which one's going to go earlier. I'd say probably like 52-48, Fashanu, but it could really go either way.
J.C. Latham is the guy whose stock really rose, not only because of what he did physically at the combine, but also because he interviewed better than a lot of teams expected. Charlie Campbell's got his list of stock up, stock down, post combine at walterfootball.com. Can you run through that for us, Walt?
So recently, I mean, you talk about Latham. He interviewed better than expected. Someone else who's gotten a stock up is Romo Dunze. He interviewed really well as well. And the speculation is that Odunze will not get past the Jets at number 10 overall. It's something that Trolley wrote. Now, in my mock draft, I actually have Odunze going 11 to the Giants, and we'll discuss why. But I certainly could see Odunze going 10 as well. It was kind of like, it was pretty close to 50-50 at that point, whether or not Odunze or this other prospect was going to be the pick. Michael Penix Jr. is another player from Washington. He really had a great pro day. And so I think that he's definitely a stock up candidate as well. I can't remember who it was, but they said that, oh, Penix is definitely going to go first round now. And I'm thinking like, well, he's 24 and has an injury history. So there's definitely a downside. But as far as just like a pure passer and whatnot, Penix is a really good prospect. If he were 21 and didn't have any injuries, yeah, he would be in the first round, like no doubt. So there's some concern with him. Another older quarterback, Bo Nix, is 24 as well. But his stock is up too. And he's in the mix for the Broncos pick at number 12. The Broncos are in a rough spot right now because their only quarterbacks on their roster are Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci. So they can't possibly go into the season with that. So I think they're going to reach for a quarterback at 12. And and unfortunately for them, it may echo some of the picks we've seen in the past, like Christian Ponder going 10th overall, or Blaine Gabbert going in the first round, players who are chosen just way too early because they're quarterbacks and teams reach for them. I think Denver is going to make that sort of mistake, whereas like they're probably better off just tanking for Shedeur Sanders or Drew Aller in the 2025 NFL draft. But anyway, I think that Bo Nix could go 12th overall for that reason. We have Darius Robinson. He looked really good at his pro days. He's an edge rusher from Missouri. He looked really good at his pro day. So he could be drafted earlier than expected as well. Players hurt recently, draft stock down, for, Robinson's teammate, Enos, Rakestraw, the cornerback from Missouri. He ran slowly at the pro day. He didn't have a good workout. So he may slip until day three. But really mostly, stock up for some of these recent, players, which you would expect from pro day performances, because really they're mostly dog and pony shows.
Well, you mentioned Rome Odunze, and while he probably won't get out of the top 10, it seems very unlikely that he's going to go over Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, according to what Charlie Campbell has uncovered, correct?
Yeah, I would expect those two to be the first two receivers. Now, I thought for a long time, I thought Marvin Harrison Jr. was a lock to Arizona. However, Mike Jarecki, who is the most accurate team reporter when it comes to the NFL draft, there's no one better. We track this stuff for team reporters. And Jarecki has actually never gotten anything wrong for Arizona pertaining to the draft. He, in his podcast, apparently, because I haven't listened to it, but a couple people mentioned to me, he said that the Cardinals prefer Nabers over Harrison Jr. Not sure why, but if that's the case, then we may see Nabers go number four, unless Arizona trades out, which is definitely possible. But yeah, I think Nabers, Harrison Jr. are going to be taken earlier than Odunze, but then Odunze is not going to go. He's not going to last too much longer.
It's interesting, Walt, because Daniel Jeremiah in his latest mock draft had Marvin Harrison Jr. on the board at number five and had the Jets trading up from number 10 to number five to get him. If that were to happen, there would be a lot of celebrating in Jets fan quarters on draft night. Believe me on that one. But you didn't project that in your mock draft. You projected something a little more conventional. You've got your five-round mock draft up right now at walterfootball.com. I recommend if you're listening to this that you go and read that. Also check out Charlie Campbell's mock draft. Walt and Charlie do updated mock drafts every week. So, Walt, we're not going to go through all of the picks. We'll just do the first two picks that the Jets have, number 10 and number 72. Talk about who you have them picking as of this moment and why.
Yeah, so number 10, almost teased this. I had Rome Odunze available, going 11th to the Giants. So I usually don't predict trades in my mock draft. I did this once because it's very apparent that the Vikings are trading up, because they acquired Houston's pick for that reason. So I have the Vikings trading up to 6, getting a quarterback. The Giants get Rome Odunze at 11. So the Jets could have taken Odunze at 10. Instead, I have them taking Brock Bowers. I just think that Brock Bowers is a better prospect than Odunze, but I could be wrong. And like teams could have this differently. Like half the teams in the league could have Bowers over Odunze. The other half could have Odunze over Bowers. So it really depends on the team. I don't know, or at least not yet, what the Jets think about these two prospects, but you know, both obviously would make sense. The Jets signed Mike Williams, but he's so injury prone and it's only for 1 year. So I think it would make sense for them to have a dependable number two receiver and, you know, someone for the future too, because Williams isn't going to last that long. But with Bowers, though, he fills such a big need at tight end, and he's so athletic. I think he's just a freak player, just a mismatch weapon. I think Aaron Rodgers would love having someone like him. And Aaron Rodgers has had some athletic tight ends in the past. I think Bowers would be better than any one of those by far. So I like the fit for the Jets, but, you know, both players make a lot of sense. So whether it's Bowers or Odunze, you can maybe flip a coin right now. But I think that the Jets would go Bowers, but that's just a guess. And then at 72, I had the Jets taking Patrick Paul, the tackle from Houston. He's, you know, and I think that it's pretty apparent that the Jets need a tackle. They signed Tyron Smith, but again, like Williams, he's very injury prone. He's an older player. You can't rely on him. And anyway, like the Jets need a left tackle for the future. So Patrick Paul is someone they could develop, to be the left tackle for the future. He's very lengthy, is very athletic, for a tackle. I think it would be a good fit, and it's kind of like what this regime has kind of done. It's the sort of player that the Joe Douglas has taken. So I think those two picks are good fits for them. And then after that, I have to go receiver, quarterback, and then nose tackle with the next three picks.
Walter Cherepinski, owner, founder, WalterFootball.com. Thank you so much for coming on and breaking down the latest draft news and notes with me. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out WalterFootball.com, they're going to find so much content about the draft right now. And it never stops, 24/7, 365. In fact, I believe you've got a 2025 mock draft up right now, don't you?
Both Charlie and I have 2025 NFL mock draft. So you can, if you don't like mine, you can look at Charlie's or vice versa. So yeah, like you said, we have updated 2024 NFL mock drafts every week. And as the draft approaches, it's going to be more frequent. During draft week, it's gonna be updated every day. So yeah, we also have 2025 mock drafts. We have stock reports, big board, prospect rankings. We have the hot press where Charlie posts, stuff that he's hearing from around the league. And if you're looking for stuff beyond the draft, we have fantasy football rankings. We have picks against the spread. We have power rankings. We grade every signing. We grade every trade. So yeah, there's a ton of content on WalterFootball.com. It's updated every day. So, and it's all free. So come check us out.
Make sure you check out everything that Walt and Charlie are doing over at WalterFootball.com. Check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes, if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you can go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital, PlayLikeAJet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.